Penguin Random House Audio presents Humor Seriously. Why humor is a secret weapon in business and life, and how anyone can harness it, even you. Written and read by Jennifer Auker and Naomi Bagdonis, with a foreword written by Ed Catmull and read by Fred Sanders. Stay tuned at the end of the audiobook for a conversation we have with Michael Lewis. This is the author, Jennifer Auker.
And this is the other author, Naomi Bagdonis.
To our parents, grandparents, and Connor, who is neither. To Carla and Andy and my kids, and the countless people who are with us on this journey. To those who do good and devote their lives to serving others. To the present.
Look to this day. For it is life, the very life of life.
Foreword. Humor Makes Us Human by Ed Catmull. Let's talk about humor, but first, let's talk about stories. The typical story has three acts that go something like this. The first act tells the audience what the problem is and why they should care. The second act is where it all goes wrong. So very, very wrong. The third act is where, unlike in real life, it all gets resolved. How exactly it ends, though, is, just like in real life, always a surprise. In our Pixar movies, we searched for stories that had meaning, something that resonated with us personally, that emerged from our collective experiences, that illuminated the fun and games, adventures and heartbreaks. He wasn't just a rat. He was a courageous little rat with big dreams of becoming a world-class chef. We found that the best way to connect that meaning to people on a fundamental and emotional level is to deliver it with humor. In fact, it's pretty hard to make a point about deeper meaning without humor. It all becomes too on the nose, too obvious. It doesn't take. It's more like lecturing, and no one wants a lecture from a rat in a chef hat. Humor isn't about jokes or arbitrariness. To resonate, it should arise naturally out of the characters themselves. The space and texture that creates humor within the narrative of a film, or the arc of a character, is what creates meaning for an audience. That's the way life has to be as well. We all want meaning in our lives, and yet there are times when work and life get serious and hard, mundane and stressful. Having a sense of humor doesn't just punctuate and offset the seriousness, it allows the meaning to come through. Unexpected moments with coworkers, partners, families, and friends shake things up and keep you on your toes. They define the shape of your relationship as much as the hard moments do. Playfulness and bonding with one another in the good times are of tremendous value during the times when things get more serious. This is true not just for us as individuals, but for us as leaders of organizations, too. Pixar has faced many problems since its inception. Difficult, serious problems. Money problems. Culture problems. Losing fantastic team members who defined us, problems. In these moments, what I found was that what I said as a leader didn't matter. They were just words that washed away. What people grabbed onto was how I behaved. One has to admit failures and take actions that demonstrate real values. Doing so with a healthy sense of humor, with the intellectual perspective, empathy and humanity it brings, is a vital part of responding to the unexpected, of adapting to new realities. Words matter little. Behavior and attitude are what count. A sense of humor is part of what makes us human. It's a deeply connecting and empowering thing. Deploying it doesn't make light of serious things. It means you're able to move forward in spite of those serious things. And that's exactly what a good Pixar protagonist does in the third act. They adapt, they change, they fix the problem. In our movies, they do it with humor, and sometimes with a dash of paprika. Where there is serious work punctuated by levity, that's where we find meaning. Have a meaningful listen. Ed Catmull.
Introduction. Gravity and levity. The law of levity is allowed to supersede the law of gravity. R.A. Lafferty. One crisp October evening in 2016, a group of 10 behavioral scientists and lecturers stood on a stage in Chicago. We hailed from Stanford, Harvard, Columbia, and the University of Pennsylvania, a cast of characters who could, and probably do, lecture in their sleep on topics like human cognition, artificial intelligence and human well-being, global wealth distribution, negotiations, and decision-making. But we weren't on stage together that day to lecture or sleep. We were there to perform sketch comedy.
Now, academics, like business people, aren't known for being funny or charismatic or fun or cuddly. We get it. Yet the 10 of us had convened for a two-day humor summit at the world-famous comedy theater and training center, The Second City, because the research to date couldn't be more clear. Humor has a profound impact on human psychology and behavior. And we believe that this emerging field just might become one of the greatest competitive advantages in business. Seriously. Over those 2 days, we discussed past work done in the field and brainstormed new areas of interest that would define our future research together. The questions range from the broad and lofty, like how humor influences power, trust, and creativity, to the tactical, like how to craft a joke. Our ideation was aided by throwing an imaginary purple ball around and yelling things like blurg and zippity-zoop, you know, in the name of science.
We got a crash course in humor techniques from the Second City comedy experts Anne Libera and Kelly Leonard, who had trained talents like Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, and even some talents not named Steve, like Tina Fey, Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele from Key and Peele, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. All of which culminated in an exhilarating onstage sketch comedy performance. The summit kicked off a multi-year exploration, confirming the hypothesis that had brought us all together on stage that day. From a research perspective, humor is serious business, and it's vastly underleveraged in most workplaces today. For some, this stems from a fundamental misunderstanding about humor's benefits, and the mistaken belief that gravity and levity are at odds. But the research tells a different story. That in fact, when we refuse to take ourselves so seriously, we relieve the stress standing in the way of serious work, create more meaningful connections with our colleagues, and open our minds to more innovative solutions. For others, they understand at least some aspect of humor's power intuitively, but when it comes to harnessing it with intention, few know how.
This is a serious problem. Beyond leaving a whole lot of benefit on the table, this lack of levity in our work lives has dire consequences for our physical health. Our workplaces are killing us. Our relationships, the single greatest driver of happiness at a time when we are growing more disconnected than ever. And our teams and companies, which are struggling to compete in a rapidly transforming world. We also suspect that it contributes to a permanent and unsightly frown known as resting boss face.
We wrote this book to set the record straight, to unpack the benefits of humor for our careers, our businesses, and our lives using the sexiest means known to academics, behavioral science and neuroscience, plus a lot of help from comedians and business leaders. In it, you'll learn why humor is so powerful, why it's underutilized, and most important, how you can use more of it better. Yes, you. Our favorite listener, the hero of this audiobook. But enough about you.
Let's talk about us. I'm Jennifer, a behavioral scientist and the General Atlantic Professor at Stanford, where I study how meaning and purpose shape the choices individuals make, how time can be
Sample complete. Ready to continue?